104E, yeah. East Coast Radio.
A new reality show, Pastors' Wives, has hit the screens, and it actually hit screens on Friday the 19th of February. Now, it's an interesting one. It's on Channel 173 on DSTV. It's the new channel called Honey, and it obviously has a lot of Pan-African content, which is amazing. Now, we do have Pastors' Wives creator, Sonia Mbele, who is also a producer. She's an actress. She's an all-round businesswoman, and she's going to chat to us about her latest project, Pastors' Wives. Hi, Sonia. How are you?
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Happy to be chatting to you. I mean, the last time we spoke, we were talking about the Real Housewives of Johannesburg. Now,
yes, we were.
It's Pastors' Wives. Talk to me about this one.
Hallelujah!
Talk to me about this installment. What is it about?
My goodness. So, funny enough, I had this idea of Pastors' Wives, right? I think about 8 years ago, but then I parked it, you know, when you're moving, you're trying to move and shake and make things happen. Obviously, Real Housewives happened and it took precedence in terms of my attention and, you know, what I wanted to do at the time. And then a year and a half ago, I got invited by Media24. Since they're making a shift, you know, to television, they asked me to come and pitch an idea. And I was like, hey, wait a minute, Pastors' Wives. And they were like, yeah, we would love to do something like that. So I took the idea, I formatted the show, and part of the format, I came up with a tagline that says, even women of God know how to exhale. And we just took it from there, you know. So basically, it informs what the show is about. Women of God, you know, who are also real women, you know, who have real challenges, go through real issues on a day-to-day basis. You know, they wonder what they're going to put in their children's lunchbox or what they're going to feed their husbands for dinner. And we all go through where you realize that actually my sex life and my marriage life is not so great. Maybe we need a shake-up. So all of those nuances, all of those things, all those themes, they're there. Because that's what I wanted. I literally wanted to reflect truth and reality as far as pastors' wives were concerned. Because I think they're perceived in a different way. They're found or perceived to be inaccessible. So that's what I was trying to do, just to open a window a little bit and say, hey, here they are. And they're real. And they're human.
Oh, talk to me about the cast. How many ladies are we following?
So we're following five ladies this season. We've got Innocent Siddiqui, who is an actress and is married to Pastor Hindu Siddiqui. And she's young. She's a twin. So her and her twin, you see that twin dynamic. And then we've got Nandi Pamlombi, who's also, you know, trying to venture into acting. She wants to be the Kris Jenner of South Africa. She has five children at the moment and is still going strong.
Wow.
And then we've got Pumeke Tang, who works in the hospitality space. Her story is quite interesting because she used to be a sangoma at the age of 10, and at 18 she found God and she never looked back. And then we've got Adeola, who's married to Kunle Ayo. We know Kunle Ayo,
yes,
to be a jazz musician and guitarist, and not many people know that Kunle is now a minister. You know, not only a minister of song, but he's like an ordained minister. So we have his wife there who owns an African cuisine restaurant in the South. And then we have Aniete as a mall. And Aniete is a singer. You know, she started singing gospel at the age of 14. She's got an angelic voice. She's got a beautiful voice. But not only that, she's also a pastor in her own right.
Wow, sounds like an interesting dynamic group of ladies with different stories to tell.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
Will there be drama? Sonia, we need to know.
Look, people think reality shows are cooked, right? Listen, you take 5, 6, 7 different types of personality, whether they're women of God or otherwise, you put them in the same space and stuff is about to happen. So in terms of drama, yes, there's plenty of drama. And I think it's refreshing this time around to see drama from women of God because you don't expect it. And then you see it and you're like, wow. Okay, so we are all cut from the same cloth.
I love the sound of that. So the show is on Fridays on Honey. At this stage, are you guys done filming or are we still filming the episode?
We are wrapping up our last episode, you know, with COVID. When we were filming last year, we started last year, and in December, a lot of people started getting sick. And we didn't know if it was COVID because we had tested prior, but we were not going to continue and resume without testing everyone. So we had to stop for a period of 2 weeks to make sure that the cast is tested and the crew is tested again, so that then when we start filming, we know that everybody's well, everybody's healthy. Because as a producer also, you don't want to be responsible for, you know, conducting a production that doesn't adhere to the rules. So we had to stop for 2 weeks. So that obviously caused a ripple effect in terms of, you know, everyone going in drips and drabs and getting tested and waiting for the results at some point. And by the time we got the results, we were 2 weeks behind. So we are just trying to recover from that. We are wrapping up our last episode and it's going to be a banger.
Going to be a banger. Okay. Tell me, I'm a big reality TV junkie. What sets this one apart from all the others out there?
I think in terms of the genre, obviously, it still looks at profiling these women, who they are, what they're about, their families, what they do, and where they're going in their journeys. Because as much as they pass as wives, some of them still have their own ministries. Some of them are not even interested in the ministry. So we profile, we look at all of that. But I think what sets it apart is, like I said earlier on, you know, women of God are perceived to be, you know, inaccessible, aloof, you know, on a pedestal. I think what sets this one apart is just to say, this is real on realness. This is real reality TV.
Yes.
Not that others are not, but like this is like, these are people that have a lot to lose. There's a lot at risk, but here they are on television, staying their lives unashamed and as brave as possible.
Now tell me, I know that you worked on The Real Housewives of Johannesburg. Is that coming back? Because right now we're enjoying the Durban ladies.
Enjoy while it lasts.
What does that mean?
It means we're coming back.
I love the sound of that. Any timelines? Can you tell us?
Soon.
Oh, that's not a timeline. Soon is not a timeline.
Second quarter of the year.
Okay. I'm going to throw in a spicy question because you're not involved in The Real Housewives of Durban. What do you think about it?
No, I'm not involved in The Real Housewives of Durban. But look, you know, respect and kudos where it's due. Their B-roll is amazing. You can tell that the production company have length experience in terms of shooting on that big scale. So yeah, we're looking, we're watching, we're like, okay, you know, this is what we've always wanted to do, but budget has always been an issue. But now I think we're sitting okay. That child has been moved inside, you know, she's no longer outside in the back room. So we have a seat at the table now, just in terms of we've arrived in a place where we feel comfortable that we can also show off in terms of the toys that we can use. So I'm happy for them, you know, kudos. They're doing an amazing job. I know the director, so obviously, I mean, there was no way she was not going to do such an exceptional job because she's worked with us in season one for Real Housewives as well. So yeah, I'm very happy for them.
Now tell me, what's next for Sonia Mbele?
Ooh, I think not even the sky is the limit at this point. I'm only starting, I mean, as a producer, I'm only 3 years young, you know, and I'm growing in leaps and bounds. I want to get into TV drama now, whether it's OTT or television, we'll see where the spirit is leading us. But yeah, there's so much. I mean, there's so much more reality shows for sure, but I want to get into the TV drama, feature films, that sort of thing.
I see. Well, Sonia, it's always such a pleasure chatting to you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Carol.
I love it. I love it. And I'm a reality TV junkie. So here's another one to add to my list. Definitely need to catch up on the first episode, but I'm catching that second episode. And third and fourth and every other episode thereafter. It is called Pastor's Wives. It's on the new channel 173 called Honey. It's every Friday. We didn't say what time though. What time on Fridays?
It obviously plays different time because it's a Pan-African channel. But you can catch it in South Africa at 7 o'clock.
In SA, 7 p.m. My 7 p.m. on Fridays is booked now. Sonia, please don't call me at 7 p.m. on a Friday.
you can also catch it on Ketchup. So
oh, yay.
Yay for that.
Sonia Mbele, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And keep churning out all those awesome movies you do, as well as all the wonderful stuff you produce. We really do enjoy it. Thanks so much.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.